Because there's no preamble on the last one.
The preamble was not very good.
Oh, was it? We weren't riveting?
It sounded a little... We were talking about video games.
Yeah.
We were talking about killing people.
Yeah,
now you didn't have a problem with it and you killed them all.
No, I don't... don't put words in my mouth.
No, that's what you said.
I don't, are you sure?
Yeah. And so I was like, And so I listened to it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I thought, is there a way that we can edit this so that it doesn't sound like that? And there was not.
No. So don't talk about killing people?
No, we're going to be crazy.
No. All right.
Greetings, cocktail aficionados, and welcome to another edition of Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. The laughs have started already.
Yes.
Even before I finished the title of the show.
You went all
you
FM.
Guys were you let out a big sigh of relief and you broke out into
we can hardly
laughter.
Wait to start.
I always feel like we're holding our breath as we start the show for some reason.
Yeah. It's like stage fright. once you're on the stage, you're fine. Yeah.
Exactly. The words come tripping off our tongues like so many dewdrops on the sunny day.
Yeah.
I don't think that's when you find the dudes.
The dudes?
The dude. I don't think the dude's on a sunny day. It's maybe it's a little foggy.
Well, I've seen dew on a sunny day. Early morning on a sunny day.
I'm not up in the early morning.
Anyways, forget about the dew. Because we want booze is what we're... That's our dew.
That's right.
Yeah. We're due for some cocktails.
Yeah.
What are we doing on this show, boys?
What are we doing?
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to introduce ourselves.
Oh, that's right. Who the hell are we?
Yeah,
what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Well, you're Jason Dedrick.
I am.
Yeah.
And you're Fred Partridge.
Yeah, and he's...
Who am I?
David Coyne.
Oh, I just go by Dave.
That's true.
On the show.
But,
hey,
you know...
Dave.
Sometimes you'll come across Daves that don't want to be Dave. They want to be David.
Yeah.
They're all... biblical.
Like Steve and Stephen.
Yeah.
You know Jason.
Stephen.
Stephen. Don't pronounce Stephen. Anyways, getting back to the cocktails. What are we making?
Actually, getting back to Dave's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard these new radio commercials?
It depends what station it's on.
This is on CKWX.
Oh, I do not listen to that station.
But it should be on almost any station.
Some guy named Dave.
Yeah, well, they're dissing Dave's.
Why? What's wrong with Dave's?
I don't know. It's that jobshop.ca outfit or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they say, this is a message to the employee of the month. You know, that employee you can't live without. The other employees, let's call them Dave.
They've got rid of Average Joe, and now it's Average Dave.
I think it's below Average Dave.
Oh.
Dave is a screw-up.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if they've got any bad press on this.
Yeah.
People are saying, hey, you know what?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know,
it's dave.org.
That's right. The National Organization for the Advancement of Dave.
That's Dave.
What the hell?
Right. The N-double Dave CP.
Yeah.
To answer your question, no, I have not heard those commercials.
All right, well,
but I will complain.
You are.
You're vociferous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. You don't settle for that kind of crap.
No.
Oh.
I worked hard to get this name.
That's right. So for the show, we're just going to call him Dave.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call Fred Fra. And I'll be Jace.
Yeah.
Jace Freely.
You do.
Oh, one of my favorite guitar players. Jace Freely. Now can we talk about cocktails?
Sure, why the hell
okay.
not? If anybody has actually tuned into this, and nobody has.
No.
Oh.
You might have downloaded it, though, because you clicked a button on iTunes and you can't figure out how to turn it off.
Yes.
It keeps downloading these things.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make this stop?
But usually by this point, you've found a way to click the button to stop it.
Yeah. Yes.
Or you just shut your whole computer off.
That's right.
The hell with it.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Mm-hmm. Reformat your hard drive just to get rid of us.
Yeah.
But say you didn't. You wanted to have a drink.
Yeah.
We delved. Dove?
Dived?
Dived?
Dived? Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right.
You can stay here, but don't eat here. I got enough gas to get to Pittsburgh. We dove again into Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails.
Oh, it's a great tome.
Yeah. It's a great tome. We love this book.
Yeah.
And it's often the first one we pick up because it's where we put it down last week.
That's right.
That's got lots of pictures.
It's got the pictures.
Yeah. Oh, it's
hard
to
beat the pictures.
Yeah.
And so Jave, as we call him.
Jave, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be known Dave because apparently everybody doesn't like you. Dave's a screw up, so I guess I'll be Jave.
Jave. Uh-huh. Jave, you came up with a with a bit of a theory, a bit of a theme, a bit of a...
Sort of. It's, as we go through, I find it's quite a weak theme, but, you know. Oh, am I supposed to explain
it?
You're throwing it over to me. Oh, okay. Well, I just thought I was looking through it, and I thought, this East India cocktail looks good. And I think another one we were going to do was the Japalak, and we've been wanting to do that one, I think, for a while, because I mentioned quite a few months ago we wanted to do the Japalak, and I couldn't quite. And so they're both sort of Far East, you know.
I don't know about that.
The East India,
India is for sure.
Well.
Yes, it's about East India.
Well, it's actually the cocktail, according to Dr. Cocktail, Ted Haig, it was originally appeared in Harry Johnson's New and Improved Bartender's Manual in 1882, and it used pineapple syrup, but we're using raspberry. Raspberry, and some use both, but this is still a venerable variation, and I think preferable. Yeah. East India was named not for the eastern part of India, but for all of it and more. India? Burma, or Myanmar, as it's now known, Malaysia, Singapore, and the entirety of British colonies.
The East Indies, not East India.
There you go. And does it involve with the British East India Company?
Well, it says, because the Dutch and French also had colonies, such as Java, in that general geography, the English holdings were known as Hither India, and the rest as Further India. So the whole sort of India and the Far East were sort of lumped together. And this is just to show you we're trying to, you know, support the colonists. Colonialists?
Sir. Yeah, sure, we can call them that.
The people that run the colonies.
Oh, sure.
Or as they're known in India, the Raj.
They were the Raj.
Yes, this was known as the cocktail of the British Raj, rulers of Queen Victoria's East Indies Crown Colonies.
Yeah. Not very popular today.
No, it's somewhat. This is our politically incorrect kind of cocktail.
No, if there's anything. Yeah. That's the theme.
Yeah. So.
Politically incorrect.
Yes.
And in fact, on the Japalak cocktail, which is...
How do you spell that?
J-A-P-A-L-A-C.
Japalak.
Ted says, the term Japalak may provide a certain nervousness given our enlightened sense... see, I got to put my glasses on.
Yeah,
it's very... I have one complaint about Ted's book. The print is awfully small.
Well...
And, okay, anyways, he says, it may provoke a certain nervousness given our enlightened sensitization to cultural slurs. But in this case, it is a gut-level red herring. Japalak was actually a tinted varnish made by the Glidden Company that contained Japan Dryer, a medium for oil paint that decreased drying time, decreased brush drag, and increased gloss. Just made it all more beautiful.
Well, I'm all about reducing brush drag.
Oh, yeah. I know. You've been a victim of brush drag for years.
Oh, tell you.
So,
like nothing worse.
In fact, there's a little, if you get Ted's book, there's actually a little ad of Japalak. Now, how it became related to a cocktail, I'm not exactly, he doesn't really go into that, but...
I think it's the color.
Yeah. Well, the drink first appeared in Albert Stevens Crockett's Old Waldorf Bar Days in 1931.
Hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Back when everybody was still on the same side.
Yeah.
So the Japalak, you can try ordering it at your local bar. You'll still get. You'd have to go a long way to explain that it's not racist before. I think they'll throw you out before you get to the end of the story.
It's interesting. The little ad here that is from the Saturday Evening Post. It says Japalak with genuine Japalak. So it's got Japalak written, but Jap-A-Lak.
Which they did not do for the cocktail. It's all no hyphens.
That's right. And it's from, what is it called? What's the stuff? Japan Dryer.
Which is some sort of, added to Japan oil paint.
Dryer. So when, no matter what, even if you wanted to be mildly uncomfortable about this, obviously the Jap in the Japalack is related to Japan.
Right. Exactly. It's not a slur. It just refers to...
It's not a slur. This is a slur.
Yeah. Wait till you've had a few Japalacks, then you'll start slurring. But that's there you go.
But as a Japan ingredient...
It's all our Far East sort of episode.
Fantastic. You know, I'm reading a book about the Far East right now.
All right.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about it.
It might just be a menu. You don't want to hear about it?
No, I'm just joking around.
You know what's funny about it?
What?
I got it at the book sale, and inside it says, this is the property of Gordon Hoeg.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's,
for people who don't know who he is, he's our former... Member of Legislative Assembly here in British Columbia.
Yes.
Former mayor.
Former mayor of Whiteland.
And it says, to Gord, happy reading or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a friend of his.
Mm.
And so,
former friend.
Former friend, yeah, because he's donated it to the book sale.
What the hell?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, stamped inside.
Hmm.
So should we do the East India cocktail first and then build up to the Japalack?
Yeah.
The East India cocktail, I have made this drink.
Have you?
And I enjoyed it.
That's what you were saying. Yeah.
I have not made that yet.
Why have you not made it?
I'm busy drinking other things.
It's right here. Right here in Hither India.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
As we call the lower mainland.
Or Nither.
So let's make it.
All right. Okay. Let's
get on with it.
This is...
what do you do?
Now,
what
the funny thing about this is it doesn't sound very British to me.
No?
No? There's no gin?
Exactly, there's no gin.
Yeah.
There's 3 ounces of brandy, which, of course, the British drank freely.
Yeah.
But it seems sort of, I don't know.
Mm.
I thought because it was in there, there would be the malaria thing. I thought it would be more gin and tonic kind of stuff.
Yeah, but exactly. It's not.
Maybe brandy kills bugs dead as well.
Yeah, if you spray it on them, sure. And then light it on fire. That's what I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why I got rayed.
Yeah. Oh. Hmm.
3 ounces of brandy.
That's a lot of brandy.
It is a lot of brandy.
Nice. I like it.
Half an ounce of raspberry syrup.
Yeah.
And today we will once again use Summerlin Sweets, product of Canada.
Yeah, so for those of you in the British Columbia area, you can get this at your average supermarket.
Yes, or you could go to Summerland.
Or if you want, put some miles on the car.
Yeah. It's Summerland, for you folks from out of town, it's just south of Peachland.
Yeah, all the lands are all lumped together.
Yes, Disney.
But it's north of Osoyoos.
That's right, and Penticton, and south of Kelowna.
Yeah.
Names go out the window.
Mm.
But Peachland and Summerland are your two little friends.
Yep.
A dash of Angostura bitters.
Yeah.
A teaspoon of orange curacao.
Oh, we got that.
And a teaspoon of maraschino liqueur.
Oh,
you've got that.
Dump the maraschino.
I tell you. Shake it all in a nice cocktail shaker and strain it into a cocktail glass and garnish with a cocktail cherry, which we do not have.
I didn't get the memo.
And there was no memo.
Oh.
You got a Pierre Ferrand story?
So this one has the brandy, but no curacao.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm just trying to grab the right bottle of stuff. So what are we... instead of the brandy, I thought we'd use Pierre Ferrand...
cognac?
Cru de cognac. Because cognac and brandy...
Very.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Very good.
Just cognac is brandy from cognac.
Right.
Right.
There once was a brandy from cognac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to see how this ends.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
It's hard enough to rhyme orange.
Let alone cognac. Rhyme orange.
Brandy or cognac will do in East India.
So this is the Pierre Ferrand. This is the Premier Cru de Cognac from the Grand Champagne region. So this is good stuff, I guess.
Sure. And it's funny because the Curacao is also Pierre Ferrand.
That's right.
And that's why our show today has been sponsored by
Pierre Ferrand. You can't go wrong with Pierre Ferrand.
Except, we have to buy this stuff. But.
That's right. But maybe not now. Maybe. Swell shout out.
Yeah. That hasn't worked yet. Mm. Thanks, Ford Motor Company. So this one, so this is the good stuff. Not that expensive for our cognac. This is the stuff that they've made to recreate an 1840s vintage cognac.
Oh.
Specifically to for using, you know, Jerry Thomas's cocktails, that kind of thing. So this is an older style, supposedly.
So the fact that this actually comes from 1882, this recipe, this is great that we've got.
Yeah, so this is the right stuff.
Only 42 years prior to this
formulation.
That's
right, so this would be like a 42-year-old bottle of cognac that we'd be using.
Right.
Except it's not, clearly.
Except it's not. Yeah. Clearly.
Like, clearly.
And what's the percentage of alcohol in it?
45.
Oh, 45.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
No wonder you like this.
Oh, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with this. Actually, I want to have a little sip of that later. I'm gonna think about it. Because I haven't had it. I've done one cocktail. That's why it's almost full.
Right.
And I get to have a sip of it neat, as they say.
Well, that would be neat.
Wouldn't it?
You want to try it first?
Sure. I'm really pretty thirsty, so
well,
yeah.
Sure. Let's share a nip of this.
Get me a drinking glass. Oh, or that's very small.
Oh, you want a whole...
I was thinking I'd take an 8-ounce shot of it, but maybe that's ill-advised.
I don't think an 8-ounce shot of anything
so
is really...
thirsty.
Because an 8-ounce is
that's a lot.
That's a cup.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Usually a shot is like an ounce or maybe two.
Oh, that's... you know.
In which case, the shot glass that Dave handed you.
That seems more appropriate then.
It's almost perfect.
This could explain a lot of the troubles I've been experiencing of late.
Yes. Choking on your shots. You know, I went out for shots the other night and...
yeah.
Just give me a little bit.
I woke up...
you want a little...
I will.
Splashy poo?
Yes, please. Mm,
got a nice smell. Yeah.
So we're just...
Thank you very much.
I know this isn't so much about cocktails, but, you know, the ingredients. And I think it's good to check your ingredients from time to time.
You got to know what's going into these things.
Mm-hmm.
Your finer bartenders, they know what's going on.
Yeah.
No, you want to taste the flavor. Sort of like the other night where we were hawking booze to people and we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah.
What was that like? Tell the folks what you two were up to the other night.
That's nice. It's very woody. I like it.
Mm. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's 45%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you can
taste
that.
Doesn't take much above 40 to you start to go, oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Yes, we were invited to help out a fellow that was at a Scotch Whiskey Festival, the Vancouver Scotch Whiskey Festival, second annual.
That's right.
And we were pouring at the booth for Compass Box and Ben Riak and Glendronic. Yes. And people came to our booths, and we spoke with them and poured them about that much, and they would look at it like, what is that? Well,
you can come back and have more.
You can have more. What we didn't say was, what we don't pour, we get to keep.
That's right.
We're a little stingy on it.
A little bit light.
I would try that with a lot of water. It really brings out the flavor.
Yeah. But the funny thing was, we were asked to do it, and... and we thought we'd show up and we'd get a little bit of a quick course. So we came in through the back way because we got lost. Okay, I got lost. And so we popped out. There's the table. And, there's the two tables, we said suddenly. Oh, there's one there, one there. Oh,
that's
perfect.
That's right. We stood behind one table for the longest time. There's nobody next door. And I looked at the product line and said, oh, that's us too.
We have two tables. I thought we'd be spelling off just on one.
Yeah.
We had two.
Two tables, no instruction.
No. And so we're thinking, well, he should be here soon. He's showing up.
Yeah.
And then a guy came running out. He said,
what? 1 minute. We're starting in 1 minute. And then you heard the piper start up.
And I'm thinking, I should really try some of this stuff.
Wow. That's a very good impersonation of a...
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I can't do the one there be played, but I
can do the bees inhaling. Scottish bagpipes, Jason.
And then they came in and they played and played, and again we just sort of stood there frozen in terror because we knew that as soon as this was stopped, people were going to be coming over to us.
And asking questions, and I think it wasn't bad at first, but then we switched tables. Now, I'd spent all my time memorizing the stuff I was doing. I'd had two of them, so I was okay. There were six, I think, altogether. And then I went over to your table, and I thought, well, I can fake it while you go wherever you went.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, some guy goes, all right, Tell me what's different between all these. They go,
well, I'm just here serving. So, don't ask me questions.
I know, I made up something. But yeah. That was the one question I didn't want to hear was, yeah, what makes all these five scotches different?
Exactly. I had a guy come up to me at the same table, because I never went to your table.
Yeah.
He came up and he said, so, give me your spiel. And I said, I don't got one.
We do a very soft sell here at our table.
Yeah.
We, you know, either take it or leave it. That's right. Basically it.
Exactly. I mean, I sort of wanted to say to the guy, listen, you know, this is Scotch whiskey and you're here to taste it.
So taste
you
it. Taste it.
You tell me the spiel.
Yeah. Exactly.
And in fact, I sort of ended up doing that, but not quite as snarky as that. I was honest with the guys that I was recruited yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've got some notes here, but let's try them.
Yeah.
And he seemed to go along with that.
Yeah. Oh, I just kept sampling mine until I figured it out, or I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, well, halfway through, we managed to get glasses for ourselves.
Yeah.
So then I was able to try them all, which I don't know if we were supposed to. I didn't see any other.
Oh, no. No, specifically not, actually. that's against the...
Rule breakers here.
That's serving it right.
Yeah.
Rule one.
Right. Which we don't know if we...
Yeah, anyway. Well, we'll skip that part.
But it was still a great experience, and and as it turned out, we were the last booth open, and that attracts
all the drunks.
Yeah, that's like
that's weird.
Even your light on and, for the mods.
Yeah, they were hard to. You had to beat them off with a stick.
Yes, it was funny because the guy that actually organized it was his table.
Yeah, he showed up.
He showed up late, so he still wanted to do a little bit of visiting. And so, as everybody else was wrapping up their booths, because we are not booth wrapper-uppers, we just kept standing there, and people just kept congregating closer and closer to.
Hey, you guys still open?
Yeah, to the point of like people were folding up tables.
Yes,
and because we still had not put anything in a locked box, there's still like a guy got down on his knees.
Yeah,
that's when you know you have a problem. A guy was on his knees like. What do I gotta do to just have a little taste of this one here? I'm not kidding. This is what the guy was. And then a girl came along and he went, oh, hot girl, hot girl. And I thought, good. But she said, no, no, not hot girl, drunk girl. And she wanted some too. And so, yeah, it was a little bit rough getting out of there.
Yeah.
But it was still a hell of a night.
It was.
Anyway.
Good times.
Anyways.
Would you like to have an East India cocktail?
Oh,
I can hardly wait.
Yes,
all right.
We've only got about 4 minutes before I have to wrap this thing up.
So what do you got there? This Pierre Ferrand Cognac.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's related to Dr. Ferrand.
Nobody knows who that is, Jason.
That's right. Sorry. It's a different spelling.
But I love your inside jokes. That only you and I really get, but...
Look at these tongs with teeth.
I know. Finally. You don't have the slippery ones that I usually supply you.
Tooth tongs?
Tooth tongs don't make a right.
But they can make a delicious cocktail, can't they?
They certainly can.
You know what we should do once? We should have Dave make one. I know he's sort of driving the bus.
Yeah, I'm always behind the scenes.
He's got the controls, and he's in charge of our audio visual.
Oh, yeah, I have made cocktails.
You have made one. No, I think we should
do more. After all, I suggested these ones.
That's right.
Yeah, but I get Jason to be my booze monkey. And
whoa.
You and I have booze monkey.
Oh, I like that.
Make me a drink, booze monkey.
So there goes the... What did you do? You got the cognac now. It's the raspberry syrup.
Oh, the raspberry syrup. That
which
looks
is so
thick.
I mean, it's almost like...
It's more like jam.
It's more like jam. So we're going to really shake it well.
Yeah.
But it's so tasty. Gosh, that's fantastic stuff. And a lot of people use it in olden time drinks instead of grenadine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I've seen recipes for the East India cocktail where you can use grenadine rather than...
Well, I guess in the States, it might have been at one time easier to get raspberry syrup than grenadine from pomegranates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now here's the curacao, but just a little splashy poo, right?
Yes, yeah, just a little teaspoon.
A splash of curacao.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we have on this particular measuring thing. And a teaspoon of maraschino. Well, we might as well throw him in there with him.
Why the Can hell you do not? That?
They're going to be together in a second anyway.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're good.
I'm a semi-professional.
Mm-hmm.
And a shot of Angostura.
Yeah, no, that's the thing that kicks it up a notch, as they say.
Mm. There we go.
Now it's a cocktail.
Now it's a cocktail. Prior to this, it was just a bunch of liquid ingredients poured over ice. But this...
Mm-hmm. It's the main event.
It official. And here...
Here we go.
My new ringtone.
Yeah. Am I supposed to be recording that?
There we go. I always shake it till I can't hold it anymore.
Oh, is that how you do it?
And then I throw it to the floor.
My hands are burning.
This is going to be delightful. In fact, it's probably worthy of a photo of some sort.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that's the plan. What the hell? Oh,
okay. So let's dump it right in here. Now, the funny thing is, in the picture in the book, is that it's quite red. But,
This is more of a brownish.
Yeah, I think something turned.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the brandy. Well, the brandy is not really red.
No.
The raspberry syrup is quite red, but, I mean, it's only a half ounce. Mm. And so, I don't know.
I bet it's delicious, Jason.
Oh, sure, it can't be anything but delicious. What?
Yes.
Where's Jason going? Just poured it into his pocket. The hell?
Just for pictures.
No.
I will bring it back next week.
No.
Let's have a taste of this thing. Mm. As I say, I've had it before. And I had it with the two of you guys.
All right, I'll grab this one.
There's still a little more for.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, you said you were thirsty.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm parched. This drink is nothing else, it's a thirst quencher.
Well, it gets hot in India, you know.
No,
you need something to cool you down.
For you, young shave.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
To you, and to you,
mm-hmm.
and to you at home. There you go. That was for you at home. And so you can smell the everything.
Yeah.
Brandy.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick out... there's no one... Yeah, it's not really the bitters. I'm getting... I think I'm getting the maraschino.
Hmm. I'm getting the... Yeah.
Let me have a little sippy sip.
It's a bit... Is it sweet? I can't tell.
I don't know.
I think it's sweet.
You get a slightly, it seems like sweet for like a half a second or two.
Yeah.
And then
it's boozy.
Then it gets strong.
It would be sweet from the raspberry syrup for sure.
Is it what you remembered when you last made an East India cocktail?
Well, no, it's not. But then I didn't use cognac. I used probably some cheap brandy.
But they're going to be the same.
They're going to be close. But... it's also, I would have used the 21st century brandy, not a throwback one. And it was only 40%, so this is coming off a little bit more...
A little more warm.
A little hot. It's coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
It's putting a needle into the red.
But it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could remember what I liked about it before, because when I had it before, I had like two or three of them, because I just kept making them.
Yeah,
this is a hell of a drink. I love this drink. And I still love this drink, but I, for some reason, it just tastes completely brand new to me.
Yeah. Mm. It's something... Yeah. It reminds me of something, or I'm just trying to... It's nice, but it's sweeter than I thought it was going to be.
Mm. It's almost like you now you think you want a shot of some sort of citrus in it?
I think, yeah, I mean, maybe if it had some citrus oil on top, it might help. But I'm also thinking, I wonder what this would be like with the grenadine instead of the raspberry. Because it would be a little less sweet, right?
Perhaps, although it's still a half ounce, right?
Mm.
So even...
Well, that's true. I mean, the grenadine, not like grenadine's not sweet.
But it's funny that it's gone up against the 3 ounces of brandy and it still comes across... As sweet as it does.
Yeah.
And it's, it's definitely an orangish color.
Right, yeah.
Not as red as the picture would have you
Yes.
believe.
Misleading.
I just like to look at you through my
rose-colored glasses.
Rose-colored,
amber-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave a little bit of that.
Yes.
For comparison.
For who?
For Harrison.
Harrison Ford.
Everybody, Harrison Ford.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I was doing a film here in Vancouver. I finished off most of the crew's Scotch whiskey.
That's my Harrison Ford impersonation.
No, I love your Harrison Ford impersonation. First I've heard of it.
First I've heard of it.
I just gave a sip to my wife, had a sip, and she made it like she just made that face like she just swallowed mouthwash by mistake. I don't think she.
That's the flavor.
The mouthwash. No, it's no. Much nicer.
It's not medicinal.
No,
but is there?
It's, you know, you do get the cherry, or the raspberry taste a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
We seem to be on the fence on this one.
I know, and I don't know why I'm on my fence about it, because I really like this drink.
Fence and your high horse.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's run it up against the next one.
No, I'm afraid this is...
It's put you off.
This whole experiment is for the birds.
Yeah.
And this reminds me, because for no apparent reason, so this is off script here a little bit, but... you know, if I'm going to give somebody a gift, I like to do it on camera.
Oh, do you? Well, Dave has a camera.
Yes.
Because, you know, Dave's birthday was a little while ago.
It was.
It was.
And we didn't do anything.
No. It's too exhausting.
Dave doesn't like to acknowledge it.
And this sort of fell into my lap the other day. And so I thought, when I saw it...
Oh, my God, it's not a dead raccoon, is it?
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't want one.
No more.
I don't want a dead raccoon.
That's the sort of stuff that falls into your lap all the time.
Oh, my God. It's baby duck. Boy, no, it's Tanqueray. Oh, my God. I didn't even know they made Tanqueray gin that big.
Yeah, it's like it comes in a tank.
Yeah. Tanqueray.
So, Rob, you'd mentioned how you yearned for the days in the ad business when you had G&T.
G&T and the summer Friday afternoon.
Yeah. So I thought, well, this will be good for a couple of G&Ts.
Oh, it will. Thank you very much. We shall keep it here for the gentleman to
sure. You won't have to worry enjoy. About malaria for years.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, it was unexpectedly, I came across that, and it was, so I thought, well, I still have some, and I thought, well, I know if you're going to drink... Gin, you like to drink gin big.
It is, I'm a gin guy.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Look
at the crazy handle.
I mean, after you're done with this, you could keep fuel oil in it.
Fuel oil?
Yes, I thought it was actually a plastic bottle.
No,
it's a... You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
That's
green glass.
That's almost 2 liters of gin.
Now, Tanqueray.
Yeah?
This is...
Show us the bottle again.
This must be the duty-free version, is that right?
I can't really say.
Why not?
I don't know. Much of what we say on the show, I'm afraid it's going to put us in jail.
No, it's duty-free. It's not illegal.
True. I guess you're right. Yeah, that's duty-free.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say where I got this from. It's a store by the border. Or in all airports. Because it's at it's 47.3%.
Really?
Which I think is higher than your average...
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, maybe. Just the look of it.
Yeah.
You're getting drunk through a contact high.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
you must be very special, Dave Coyne.
I guess I must be. I'm going to take another photo of that.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. You know, you can take pictures of that. It's yours now.
I mean, I know. I don't have to do it now. I could... Yeah.
You could take that to bed
and
make yourself a G&T in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Mm. In fact, because you could paint it. You don't even have to take a picture of it. It's yours. Sketch. Paint. Yeah. Acrylics. You got acrylics?
I could add some Japan dryer
Skrillex?
To it.
Do you ever listen to Skrillex? Try some Japan dryer.
Yeah, I'll make my Japalak.
Oh, speaking of which.
Oh,
no, the Japalak.
Let's do the Japalak.
Well, I happen to have the ingredients laid out in front of me, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you need another shaker? You cleaned your shaker out.
I did. I surreptitiously left the room while you two were...
What?
Yeah, I know.
When did you do that?
I didn't.
You're just a liar.
I am. I'm a liar. All right. This is going to have more of a citrus thing in it because mm-hmm. it says it's got orange in it. Mm-hmm. And I can see it from here. Mm-hmm. Juice of a quarter orange, which is an odd amount.
Yeah, it is an odd amount, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why can't they just put ounces on it?
Exactly.
So how are you going to do that? You're going to get a quarter orange and then try and juice it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think that's going to work?
Well, how do you get a quarter of an orange into a juicer?
Well, I got the squeezer juicer, right?
Yeah.
So I can just lean on it and just squeeze whatever juice I can out of it.
I'm out.
And Dave has actually got two segments.
Oh, yeah?
He's really? Doing a cooking one later yeah. on.
I have another orange if we need more orange.
And then he's doing a... We
need less orange.
See, this is an orange.
Yep.
Yes, I
that's
see.
One, that's a complete orange.
Now, yeah. If you were to cut that in half, right. you would have two halves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then if you cut those two halves in half, you'd end up with like a big wedge.
Yeah.
And that would be the quarter orange.
Right. You think that'll work?
I don't know. Or we got this, which seems to be about a quarter orange.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
Well, that's what Dave made. He's been crafting orange wedges all afternoon.
My catering business.
Well, I don't know. I'll leave that up to you.
All right.
All right. You're going to cut that orange?
I'm just going to take a bit of this skin off.
Oh, you're going to make a little bit of a...
I'm going to make a little... It says to garnish with an orange twist, but I'm not going to do an orange twist. I'm just going to put a little bit of orange into our guy here. When will you actually use this orange, Dave?
Oh, I'll use it later.
Maybe. Oh, good.
Or tomorrow. Now, careful.
Yeah, no,
you're cutting towards yourself.
Oh, could, see?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We're going to have to get somebody from first aid in here.
I haven't actually been cleared on any of this equipment.
I can see now we're going to be ending up with Langley Hospital in the emergency ward. Jason cut his hand open.
What are you doing? Are you sticking your fingers in?
That's mine.
What are you?
No.
I don't understand what you're doing. You're cutting them and then you're putting them in the glass and you're fishing them out with your fingers.
Try to cut with a sharp knife here.
You've been drinking?
No wonder you're
all right, we're going to have to do this stuff ahead of time because this is...
Oh, yeah, no. If you actually were operating a bar, you would do a lot of prep work in the afternoon.
Yeah. I'm still not sure what you've done here. What are you doing?
I cut three little pieces of orange.
Yeah.
So that we'll be able to squeeze into the
oh, thing. Okay. So you wanted to squeeze them in to get the twist. Oil. Oh, okay. All right. It just didn't... All right.
No, I agree. It was not done well at all.
And that's why we're not on YouTube.
Not yet.
Because of you.
Yeah.
Well,
it's because of MeTube that we're not on YouTube. So a juice of a quarter orange.
Yeah.
3/4 ounce of dry vermouth, which we have over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And 3/4 ounce of rye whiskey.
Which we also have.
And we're using...
We're going to use Canadian Club rye, because I like it, even though it's not expensive.
Good.
Yeah. You're always budget conscious.
Well...
So it's got to watch the...
But it's the least important. I am budget conscious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Everybody loves CC.
Sure.
You might think that you don't like CC. Because you're Canadian, and you think that there must be something wrong with that. Yeah. Because that's how we're raised.
Yeah,
exactly.
Things must come from other countries before we accept it.
Why would we want it if it's from here? However, it's got a great reputation, and this is the Canadian Club 100% rye.
Yeah, it's good. And it doesn't, you know, if you don't like CC, because CC has a very particular taste.
CC is my favorite character on New Girl.
Oh, I love CC.
Exactly.
Go on.
But the rye is a booze all unto itself. So it doesn't have that particular CC taste, which I like. But so this is just, it's a nice warm rye. I like it. Got a very, I'm going to say earthy, but it's got a good rye buzz to it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what are you looking for?
We'll also end up with a good rye buzz.
Yeah, with any luck.
So it's a funny amount. Yeah, 3/4 ounce. Mm. So
it doesn't seem like enough.
I wonder, well, it's a smaller drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 3/4 ounce of that, a teaspoon of the raspberry syrup,
mm-hmm. The raspberry syrup again.
Yes. Oh, that's, see, that's really the theme of it. It's got raspberry syrup.
Raspberry.
They both have raspberries.
Well, when you think of the Eastern Asia, you think of the raspberry bush.
Yes, I do.
And the lowly ground squirrel.
Yeah. So this has just got the 3/4 ounce of rye. It's got the vermouth.
Yes, it's almost like a old, it's half and half.
Like a Manhattan?
Yeah. It's a Manhattan.
But what else is in there?
The quarter orange.
Doesn't seem like there's enough booze in there to get anybody drunk.
Well, children.
Nothing. Good point. Good point. This is a good cocktail for your toddler.
for your next kid's party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think of it as a punch.
For your 4-year-old, you know, it'll put them on their ass. Kids.
Kids.
They think they're so smart.
What's the matter with kids these days?
So this is, we're taking orange segments. This is weird.
We're taking orange segments and we're just going to...
We're not even measuring.
No, we're just squeezing.
Did you get anything out of that?
No.
A little tiny bit.
Well, I think it sort of counts on the...
kindness of strangers.
Did you put that in the wrong part?
I did. But it's not really. I'm just putting them...
to get more pressure?
Yeah, I'm getting them both, because I figured it was a smaller...
because I think what I was going to say... Oh, I didn't finish my thought. So I think it requires the rind in there to give you that extra squeezy bits.
I can put my finger in it.
You put your finger pretty much everywhere else.
Well, actually, that did a pretty good job.
Did
that,
it?
But
how's the stuff going to get out of that... Oh, okay, we're turning it sideways.
Yeah, no, we're going to turn it sideways, left, right, and center here.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a former orange. That's how squeezed it got.
All right, I'm sold.
Oh.
Really?
Can we get you back?
Yep. All right, here we go. We're off to the races. And turn around the corner. Getty on the first. Jeff Black second. I got no more horse names.
Father's mustache looks a little droopy.
All right, so here we go. We're taking the cap off. You're going to use the Hawthorne strainer again, aren't you?
I am going to use the Hawthorne strainer.
You're a nut for that thing.
I know, but it's so much easier sometimes than the old little tiny holes in the top thing.
Sure.
And because we're using these little glasses, let's just do this.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a Boston shaker.
Yes, you said that in a previous episode.
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I really should listen to them. Anyway, I'm still thinking about it. BostonShaker.com. Except they don't ship to Canada.
Oh, of course.
Is BostonShaker.com?
Yeah.
You don't need to. It's just a glass and a silver thing.
I want to make sure I get the right one that works.
Well, you're going to be going to Boston.
All right. That's what I got to do. All right, now you're twisting. There we go. So now this is starting to make sense. You've had stuff sort of lying around.
My dad used to work for a guy, or with a guy named Doug McQuiston.
Oh, yeah? You have to make another... is that just to cover the fact that you've lost one of your orange slices?
I've lost a twist.
You lost a twist.
And they're not even proper twists. You shouldn't even be filming this, Dave. These are more... These are flaming wedges.
That's true.
Not everything I film ends up, you know... A lot of it ends up on the floor.
We should do a flaming wedge, though, one. We should do the flaming orange oil. What do you think?
That's fantastic.
Think that'll fly? See, people poo-poo the...
Let me take this one.
Poo-poo the twist.
Poo-poo the twist?
Sure.
With refills, you can get Bugs Bunny or poo-poo the twist. Yeah. So the Jappalak. Now, this looks exactly like the picture that he has.
It does, except a scale version.
That's right. His cup is full. Ours is shared out.
Mm-hmm.
But, juice of a quarter orange, 3/4 ounce of dry vermouth, 3/4 ounce of rye whiskey, and a teaspoon of raspberry syrup. And then that twist of orange gives you that big...
I feel like I'm drinking it smells like a big glass of orange juice.
It does smell like a big glass of orange juice.
It doesn't taste like it.
What does it taste like? A little glass of orange juice?
Kind of like a little glass of boozy orange juice.
Really?
That's neat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. That's... Whatever this has, the East India doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I like the East India.
Yeah.
But this has just a little something.
But this is the traditional, well-rounded. It hits all the marks.
It does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
All right, so now we're going to be the guys that are going to go and say, give me one of them Japalaks. And they're going
to be,
whoa.
You can't ask for that.
I'm afraid you guys are going to have to leave.
Yeah.
What does this look like? The Glidden Paint Company? They'll snarl at us? Sherwin-Williams? Mm-hmm. Sherwin? Is it Sherwin-Williams?
Sherwin-Williams, no.
Cover the World. Their mm-hmm. awful logo with the globe covered with paint. Yeah.
That's disturbing.
It is.
Yeah, no, so I went back to the East India. It's like it's not done yet. I guess maybe if I'm going to put something to it.
Yeah, I'd want to try it again with just regular old brandy for the hell of it.
All right, fine.
Because if for some reason, when I had it that night, I just had a bunch of them. But tonight, I'm running ahead. I prefer in the Japalak tonight.
Yeah, I am too.
Me too.
Yeah.
And even my wife?
Mm-hmm.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah. Really?
Lady of the house is loving it.
Yeah. No, it's well balanced. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not that many drinks or old time cocktails with orange juice in them.
Because oranges weren't invented.
They weren't invented until later. Well, I guess oranges are tricky. So they like the limes and the lemons, but orange is a very specific flavor. I don't know if it's not strong enough. But you just don't see it as much as you see the lemons and the limes if you've got a drink with citrus in it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right.
Just saying.
It's not as acidic, I guess, too, uh-huh. the lemon ones and limes are. It's, yeah. You get that bite.
It's acidic.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what it is.
All of these drinks are kosher tonight.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's but for the longest time, too, I think... This is me bullshitting my way through Glen Goyne the other night. Like we've read this in the Jerry Thomas book. I think it was in the Jerry Thomas book. That the lemons and the limes were kind of interchangeable because they sort of tasted kind of the same,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this true? Is this what we're going to say that we heard somewhere?
I heard it from you just now.
Oh, I thought it was in one of the books. And then a lot of them used those oranges that also were quite sour. Mm-hmm. That there was a stage where oranges and lemons and limes were all just
interchangeable.
Sour citrus fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Seville orange? Is the Seville orange bitter or is the Seville orange...
I think it's bitter.
Okay. And then what's the orange that they use for Curacao? What kind of orange is that?
Hmm.
That... So that's a bitter orange. So that was an orange, at least the original one they grew on Curacao. So they brought Seville oranges from Spain and tried to grow them there because of the soil conditions. They came out they didn't come out sweet.
Oh, okay.
And they had nothing they could do with them until they found out they could turn them into a boozy liqueur.
Yeah, that's the deal.
And they were saved.
If in doubt, let it sit for a week in water.
That's right. And so that's the Curacao, but I think but these guys also use the same oranges somehow.
Mm. Seville orange is also a bitter orange.
Mm. Okay,
it's the same thing.
So I think the sweet navel orange that we've come used to mm-hmm. is not necessarily the traditional orange that you that Joe
Thomas.
No, I wanted to say Joe Sixpack, but I wanted to go for an earlier reference.
Mm. Average Dave?
Joe Punchbowl? Joe Punchbowl?
Sure, Joe Industrial Revolution?
Okay.
Chimney Sweep Charles?
Joe Dickens?
There you go. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. There you go. There's your reference. Joe Dickens.
Yeah, Joe Dickens. I don't know if Joe Dickens got the same kind of oranges as we get today.
No.
The navel orange is also called the sweet orange.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
For good reason.
And also, it reproduces asexually.
Wow.
I don't know if you wanted to know that, but I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with that.
Wow. And it'll do it whether you're watching or not.
It's a hybrid between the pomelo and the mandarin orange.
Oh, see, now there you go. So there you get your mandarin orange. Sense. The mandarin orange is obviously a very sweet orange and a thing of its own devising, whereas the pomelo is that thing that's about
the size of a basketball.
So they took them and made something in between.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've been drinking, the East India cocktails taste a lot better.
They're both great drinks.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I love the East India one more than the Japalaya.
You bastard. Oh, it's working out pretty good. I mean, you know, no duds here.
No, in fact, they're a nice compliment to each other. Mm. If you're looking for a drink to have with another drink, these two drinks.
They go well together. Yeah. They really do.
Like India and Japan.
Yeah. Like India and Japan. Fast friends.
Fast friends against China. I don't know.
Thick and thin.
Thick and thin.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm good.
Huh? Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's not it. No, I'm happy with this one.
Wow.
Yeah. Overall, though, I'd go for the Japalak, I think.
Yeah, no, I'd probably do multiple Japalaks in a night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, much.
I do multiple jumping jacks every night, and that's how I maintain my core.
No, that's how. Yeah, no, you see, it's very svelte. No, much like the corpse reviver, which I can't help mentioning constantly.
I do. Also, that's how I maintain my corpse.
I thought you said your core.
My core was the one. And the corpse. The other.
Wow.
But no, when you get home, Dave.
I am at home.
Oh, that's right.
When you get home.
When I get home, I'm not going to do it either. When Fred gets
home. When I get home.
And you at home, when you get home, do the East India cocktail, but don't use cognac.
Whatever.
No, I'm telling you, there was a different element to it. I'm also wondering if my raspberry syrup, as tasty as it is, being almost jam-like, is that too much? Should it be a clarified syrup?
Right.
Right.
Looking more like a grenadine as
opposed to... Well, there's a lot of different... Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of
different raspberry syrup. It does have a slightly thicker taste than...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, is there seeds in it? How thick is this? Is this raspberry syrup?
Yeah. Mm. No, there's no seeds, but... Well, there's... Yeah. You know.
Okay.
So maybe your raspberry syrup, wherever you are in, I'm going to say Boston...
Because you want to get a shaker.
I want to get a shaker, so please send me a shaker.
Do you want me to lend you a Boston shaker so you can see if you can handle this? This is a lot of equipment.
A lot of responsibility.
The Boston shaker is not for the faint of heart.
They say you hit it with the palm of your hand.
Yes.
Get them to lock up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, when you're shaking, it's going to spray all over the room.
Exactly. It would be like sit in the bathtub and hold two cups together and shake the water around and see if you don't make a complete mess of everything.
That sounds good. I might do that when I get home.
Sure. Yeah, no, I believe the glass fits into the metal.
That's right, into the can.
Yeah, and then you give it the little punk.
Yep.
And now, but now it's like, you know, these regular, what do they call these ones? Cobblers?
Cobblers.
These are cobbler shakers, the more popular cocktail shaker. It's only as big as a preemie baby, and you can shake
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
All right. Settling image. Thank you. Shaking a preemie baby.
Don't do that. We're not even suggesting you try it.
No. Whereas the Boston shaker, once it's assembled, it's like you're shaking a yardstick. It's long.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of long. Yeah.
So as long as you got your seal on there, then you're good.
Yeah.
Then you put it down, and then when you spill it, you're supposed to hit it.
Yeah, you hit it again with your hand.
Yeah, and that breaks the seal.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's complicated.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I know. Like, it shouldn't be good. Like, it's not complicated, but it is complicated.
Yeah. Hmm. But they say that's what real bartenders use that.
Real bartenders?
You mean like us?
Well, you know what we should do? Next time we go out for drinks somewhere, we should see what the bartender is using to shake his drinks with.
Okay.
Or her drinks.
Or her.
Or if any bartenders listening out there.
Tell us what you prefer.
Yeah. Put it on our blog, which is... podcast blog?
www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. But if that's too long for you, then go to
drunkenpodcast.ca.
Is it drunken or just drunk?
Drunk. Oops. Drunk.
Now
I gotta buy the other one.
Rick, before it goes on air.
And if you're just into social media, the web's too yesterday for you. We're on Instagram. Cocktail podcast.
And you can leave a comment there. We need is for you to say, I use a Boston shaker. I use a cobbler shaker.
I don't think any professional bartenders are listening to this. They tuned out long ago.
No, there's a few of them.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're just laughing.
They might be just laughing.
But they still like our photos.
All right. All right.
You know what we should have done?
Mm.
We'll do this in a future one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the short video clips that we put on Instagram will be referring to bartenders. That they'll be sure to hear it if they're not listening to the whole hour of nonsense of us talking.
Right.
For the 30-second clip that we have, we'll say, bartenders, please let us know. Leave us a comment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shaker, what's your preference?
We're editing this down to an hour?
We're not even at an hour yet.
We're not even at an hour. 53 minutes.
With all that nonsense?
I know. Well, we cut right to the chase.
I didn't think we did.
We cut right to the chave.
They cut right to the jave.
Yeah. I'm shorter than an hour. So
yeah.
If you cut to a chave.
That's good. So we talked about, you know, our whiskey night.
Yeah.
I gave Dave a bottle of gin.
Yeah. Live on the air.
Live on the air. We made two cocktails.
We made two cocktails.
And we're clocking in at under an hour?
I know. It seems unlikely.
Are we talking too fast?
Maybe, because we're kind of excited.
Here we are.
This is our first show of
this
week.
First one since 2 weeks ago.
Episode 34.
It's because the rain has returned to our part of the country.
Yes.
And it's freshened us up.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm all hydrated now on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Crying on the inside?
Crying on the inside.
Maybe Dave has a story from the week that we haven't heard yet.
I don't think so. Look at him.
You're looking at me like I should have a story. Although I don't really have a story.
So what about next week? Are we got any thoughts?
Next week.
Next week. We're off.
We're off next week?
We're off.
Oh, that's right. It's our annual vacation.
That's right. It's our dark week. We're not here. We're not on stage.
When we do all of our streeters.
Yeah.
Why, you have a suggestion for our next podcast? I mentioned one to Jason, but I don't know if we'll do it yet, so I don't know if we should mention it.
No. Yeah, no, don't.
No, we won't mention it. We'll keep everybody in suspense.
I've forgotten what it was.
Well, that's all right, then, because you don't want to get people's expectations.
You know, I don't know if people know this. There seems to be no end of cocktails out there.
No.
It's a good point.
And people seem to be drinking booze everywhere all the time.
Now that they've passed that law, they're so proud that you can get a drink in a salon now.
Yeah.
You get your hair cut and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we've been champion of the bit for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since Prohibition.
Yeah.
Oh, remember when you could get a beer in the barber shop?
Yeah.
Oh, and they got away with that.
Oh.
They got to bring it back. Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had your hair cut.
Yeah.
But I have.
You can't tell. No. Shaggy.
I see a lovely young lady named Lena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which has nothing to do with the story.
No.
But Lena,
mm-hmm.
who's a lovely young lady.
Sure.
She will always ask me if I want a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I saw Lena, I said, yes, please.
Who doesn't want a free cup of coffee?
Exactly. So then they give you a cup of coffee with your arms underneath a sheet.
Yeah.
Right, because you don't get hair in your coffee.
Well, yeah, I couldn't hold it anyway.
How can I drink it?
You can't even bring it out, because as soon as you bring it out, she's going to drop some hair into it.
Exactly, it's completely pointless. And so
wine.
What I have a drink in a salon.
Yeah, not a vodka martini.
No, you got to have your drink before or after your hair.
I guess if it was a beer and you kept your hand over the top of it and you sort of went...
But you still got the sheet over you, because now you got your arms and you're going to have your shirt out.
Unless you have a long straw. It comes underneath.
Sure.
That's right. You got to poke
one of those hats with the... Oh, no, you can't have a hat on.
You can't have a hat. No, you'd have to have a staff next door to you holding it. It's just such a ridiculous thing.
Dumb idea. But I mean, the liquor.com keeps sending me emails, you know, because I asked them to.
Oh, yeah.
And,
or they know you're a drunk. Maybe that's
right. Yeah. I mean, I thought everybody.
You don't hide it.
I don't
very
really
well.
Hide it.
No.
But yeah, there seems to be no end of cocktails. I think we should, what's your idea? Come on. Spill it.
I didn't have an idea.
Dave had an idea?
We've had a suggestion.
No, you don't want to.
You're not going to say yours yet. Don't say
the
yours.
The one I was talking to you about.
Yeah.
You don't. You want me to tell you?
I still don't remember what it was.
The fog cutter.
Oh!
Because there's the regular fog cutter. Then there's the, again, in here.
The more terrifying.
The early Dawn the Beachcomber version. So maybe we'll do that.
We could do fog cutter versus fog cutter.
Yeah.
Or, and then we can tell my story about my dad again.
I like that story.
Or we do Sheila, one of our loyal listeners, Sheila, wrote in.
She did.
She said, what about these pick-me-up-in-the-morning cocktails that you guys sometimes speak about?
She's thinking about retiring, I think.
Yeah,
she's looking for a way out. If I show up at work drunk, maybe then they'll give me that package I'm looking for.
Well, she accepts most of the packages that they're looking
for. I guess she does. That's part of her job, I suppose.
But, you know, we've said that several times. This was supposed to be a morning cocktail, so do we do morning cocktails? Or if you're lost a loved one, do we do morning cocktails?
Oh,
huh? Is that more of a written joke?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you don't really doesn't really scan that well when you say that.
Wow.
But we'll
I like the fog. I mean, I'm a big fan of the tiki drinks, as everybody knows.
That's right.
They're alcoholic. Yeah, but even more so, it makes me feel like I'm on vacation whenever I have one. So. That's if this podcast was only about tiki drinks, I'd be just as excited as I am.
Why didn't we do that?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tiki drinks? Change the whole show?
The format change? When we move from Weebly to...
Wobbly?
WordPress?
Yeah.
Or we do two podcasts. One tiki exclusively?
We can barely do this one.
Well,
I wanted to do it weekly.
Remember, we have a dark week. We could pump it up. Alternate each week with the... Yeah, you're probably right.
It's going to cut into my drinking.
But we do tiki drinks.
I mean, we do. No, I'm just excited.
Some of our most popular episodes, I think, are our tiki episodes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not making any promises, but if we did do the fog cutter episode...
Mm-hmm. You'd be up for that.
I'd be here for that one.
Mm.
Well, let me have a look at it right here, since we're sitting here together.
Mm-hmm.
Because... they're both in Ted Haig's book.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And if you have any suggestions in the studio audience, just shout them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You there in the back.
That's Fog Cutter 1. And
this one's close to Trader Vic's Fog Cutter, I think.
I think that's Trader Vic's, and the other one's the Don the Beachcomber.
And then this is the Don the Beachcomber, the early one.
Oh, look at the ingredients.
We got Orgeat. We got Orgeat? What was that?
Orgeat?
Bacardi Gold Rum, Pisco Brandy, Plymouth Gin, Orange Juice, Lemon Juice, and Cream Sherry. In the other one, we got white rum, gin, brandy, sweet and sour mix. He says here, yeah, I know, I said no sweet and sour mix, but if Tony Ramos mixes the fog cutter this way, I bow to his experience in this matter in simple syrup. So, I mean, it's...
All right. Who's got Plymouth gin?
I don't think I have Plymouth. I had Plymouth gin.
Do you drink it all?
I probably did.
Master.
It's all it's good for. I'm sorry, Plymouth Gin Company. I've tried your product, and the only thing you can do with this shit is drink it.
All right. Well, I guess you have to figure that out. But it's doable.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Fog cutters.
Wouldn't that be something?
Or we could just go for a weather theme.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever the weather is that day.
Yeah.
We'll make drinks that
go with
that.
Be clear or cloudy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Clear or cloudy cocktails.
Yes.
There you go. I'm telling you. This is where we come up with our best ideas. At the end of the hour.
We can really spit and then people can listen in and not be able to comment at all. But they can comment. Hit the comment button. Sure. Leave a comment.
Mm-hmm. I've tried commenting so that people can see where that is.
That does work. Mm-hmm.
That does work.
Yep.
And I'll often make corrections and addenda.
He does.
To the episode.
There's been so many comments from Fred in the last episode, I have not even looked at one of them.
No.
But they're there.
He's on the verge of being banned.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
block him.
Because of my language.
Yeah.
Yes. English. Mm. And.
Yes. A shaky grasp of English.
A shaky grasp of English is. Yeah, that could do me in at the end of it all. But anyway, so please leave a comment, even if it's, insulting.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play and there's a way to rate us, I know there's a way to rate us on iTunes, just have to, it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
Just hit a button, just click it.
Yeah. If we suck, well,
at least we're getting
listening.
Exactly, we need feedback. Otherwise, we're going to just start doing this without the microphone.
Yeah.
Like we did for the past 30 years. Speaking of 30 years, it was my 30-year high school reunion the other night.
Oh, how was that?
I didn't go.
No.
Well, your 40th is coming up, so there's that.
Yeah. I'll be sure to get in line now.
All right. Well, the book's been put away. We're starting to put the screw caps back on our bottles.
They are. We're all ready to. We could leave right now.
Sure.
Leave the microphone right.
Except for the fact that we have to cover the. But when you talk about Lena, your hairstylist.
Oh yes.
A service worker, right?
Yeah, she's not a prostitute.
No, but I mean, she offers services.
Yeah,
hairstylist.
Service industry.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a bartender.
Much like a bartender. In fact, now that they can serve drinks.
Yeah, she's both. She's a hairstylist and a bartender.
Yes.
And how do you? Because she does such a great job.
Yeah.
Well, you keep going back.
I know.
Well,
she doesn't have much to work with. That's my comment was. She does a great job with this head.
Well, then that just shows you her skill.
Exactly.
Just like a skill.
Bang!
What?
Oh, never mind.
Well, it's funny that you said that.
Yes.
Because the last time, I think I was actually a little light.
Sorry, Lena. Jason will make it up.
I think a lot of times guys don't tip big
on haircuts.
On haircuts.
Well, because you look what you get.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a haircut.
Yeah. Aren't you getting paid to work there?
Yeah.
So I think I might have been a little light.
Oh.
And so next time I will do as a gentleman of elegant leisure
should do.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Lena shines my head and dries it and does everything else that she does with it, maybe offers me a little product.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ever offer you a little product?
Yeah. No, little grease gel. Layer, little gel.
Sure. I always say no.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's free. Why don't you take it?
Well, because I got to go home and wash my hair afterwards to get all the loose little frizzy bits out. Otherwise, I'm looking like the first little piggy's house.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
The house made of straw?
Oh, right.
Well, they're looking like the first little piggy's house. Anyway.
Yeah.
As Dave...
It started several minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's taken this long to wind it up.
What I will do next time with Lena is what I do all the time with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
In the service industry,
yeah.
When they do something for me,
mm-hmm.
and you,
yes,
and you,
mm-hmm.
and you at home, what are we doing? I will,
two
and
words.
I always do,
tip big. I found it a little off-putting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I did it.
Oh, sure. And it was great.
Yeah, sure. No, I killed them all. But I thought, you know, this is a little different, you know.
And so that continues with this game.
Oh, cool.
You cannot bypass certain things. In fact, with the Indiana Jones game, just because after Fred said that, I tried it at the very beginning again. Because the first little one, you could kind of dodge guys.
Mm-hmm.
But without them dead, they will chase you until they kill you.
Oh, sure.
So it was just me, and then it was 8 guys, and it was 15 guys, and I'm trying to undo things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got killed, because they don't have a problem with it.